We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with the band Sister Girl. We're talking with Joanne Stasler of Sister Girl. So welcome, Joanne.
Thank you.
Good, that's great to hear you. Now, you're in British Columbia, you said, in a small town?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, Sister Girl, interesting name. Tell us about the band and how it got started.
Well, when a few years ago, I was actually the musical director of a play here in our little town of Revelstoke,
mm-hmm.
And a couple of the girls that were in the play were really good singers, and we said, you know, when this play is over, we should get together. And so when it was done, I called them up, and basically we started singing together from that point on, and it's just been no stopping us.
Okay, so you started off in a play. Now, this is country music, right?
Yes.
Okay, were they all into country music, or just you?
The one girl, Charlene, the other, she shares the lead singing with me in the band, and
mm-hmm.
she loves country music. She's always like that. The other girl, Janine, she's our bass player, and she's always been into rock a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
But the two girls had played in a rock band previously,
okay.
Like a cover band.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a wide variety of abilities.
That sounds great.
Nice.
Good. So, Sister Girl, made up of Joanne Stacey, Charlene Foisey, and Janine Carey Bork, that great band. Now, you have had a lot of experience in the music world. You grew up being into music, and you actually started singing around the age of 5 and writing your songs around the age of 11?
Yeah, that's right, I grew up in a musical family. My dad had a band, a country band, and I started singing with his band when I was 5 years old.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
So
I've been really involved in the music business pretty much off and on, you know, as a kid, and then
mm-hmm.
as an adult, pretty much always.
So no stage fright there, starting at the age of 5 and coming from a musical family?
No, not really.
Okay.
it becomes your second home, the stage.
Right. Now, you started actually writing your own music at around the age of 11, so you write a lot of the songs for the band?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I write a lot of our music. That's part of the premise of putting the band together, was that I really needed an outlet where I could, you know, get my songs put together in a bigger format than just myself and my guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And because some of them really, and I've always really loved harmony. And so with our band, we really work on making sure our harmonies are really tight and strong.
Mm-hmm.
And it just really is a great outlet for my songwriting, because then I have this great band that can pull off my songs and really make them shine. So I really appreciate that, actually. And it's kind of funny now, because I used to just sing my songs for quite a few years. I was on my own doing
mm-hmm.
the singer-songwriter thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would write my songs and sing them, and they were fine, and they're great songs, but now that I have the girls doing the background singing and the, you know, music behind them and things like that, I don't even want to sing those songs anymore by myself. I just miss them so much if they're not there.
Okay. Now, you were on your own for a while. You actually put out 2 CDs on your own. And how has the inspiration, rather, for the songwriting now, has it changed a lot since there's 3 of you now, or the band, rather than just yourself?
I don't know that the inspiration has changed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all, how will I put this? We are starting to write more together, Charlene and I particularly, but I still write a lot of songs on my own and then just bring them to the table, and that's what happens with that. Sometimes Charlene, actually, she started getting into writing when we got the band together more, so she began writing, and her songs that she's been writing are just amazing, so it's really nice to have that someone to bounce things off of, and I try and help her along, you know, coach her in her songwriting skills, because she's a new writer,
mm-hmm.
and together we've been writing some really fantastic songs, too. So.
Good, and you've released your debut CD as a band, Sister Girl?
Yes.
And the name of it is?
It is called Sister Girl. It's a,
mm-hmm.
it's a self-titled debut CD.
Mm-hmm.
And the first song, as you know, is called Mercy Me, that we released to radio. So
that's great. We love playing it here.
Yeah, thank you for playing it. We really appreciate that. It's a fun song, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a good time playing it.
Good. So tell us about the producing of the debut CD, Sister Girl. Did you have it produced in Canada?
Actually, yeah, I did the producing. We worked with a studio in Kelowna, and the engineer there, his name is Jim Legault. He was really good. He helped me a lot as far as the technical part of things goes, of course. And I had a vision and for the songs, and we just really wanted to make a CD that reflected how we sound and what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where our focus was, and that's where it still is. You know, that's we want to be able to sound like our CD when we go and play shows, and we want people to say, yeah, that's what they sounded like. And it's hard to capture that sometimes, you know, the energy and the excitement of seeing a live show compared to a CD. So we really tried to keep it real.
Good. Now, how many songs are on the CD?
The CD has 10 songs, and it's quite diverse. I co-wrote 8 of them, and Charlene has 2 songs that she wrote on there. So.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Now, have you been doing a lot of live performances this summer?
We have. We've been really busy working, playing in Revelstoke for different functions. We played the Best of BC showcase in Kelowna a couple of weeks ago on the August long weekend, and that went really, really well. We really had a great time there, and we're hoping now this fall we're putting together some shows outside of town, you know, trying to expand our network probably all the way to Calgary. We'll see how that goes, and then hopefully next summer we're going to try and put together a tour.
That would be wonderful, too.
Yeah, we want to be able to come out to go across Canada to all these great stations who've been playing our stuff, and try and make it to those towns particularly.
Mm-hmm. That would be great. Now, if somebody wants to purchase the CD or find out more about the band, you have a website?
We do, actually. I just created a website yesterday.
Okay.
That was my big job.
Wow.
Yeah. So the website is HTTP, and the 2 slashes, and it's sistergirlmusic.com.
Good.
So people can go there, and if you want to buy our music digitally, you can do that right on our website.
Excellent.
And so that's handy. And if you wanted to buy the actual CD, we do have them available through CD Baby, which is just cdbaby.com, and you just search for Sister Girl, and you'll find us there. And they send you the whole CD, and it's $15 on there, I believe, so.
Wow, that's a great price. Good.
Yeah, we want to keep it real, you know. We're just trying to make sure that people get our music, and that's what's most important to us.
Good. Now, are you on Facebook, MySpace?
We are on Facebook, Sister Girl. We'd love more fans on there.
Cool.
MySpace, we have a MySpace page, and it's under Sister Girl Band. And so it's just MySpace.com, Sister Girl Band. And we have a lot of information on there as well as all these other places. A lot of keeping up with different sites. I think I'm going to start a Twitter account next. I've been fighting it because it's crazy, all these websites. You have to really, create a huge presence online, and there's a lot of work to that.
Good. It's a lot of work, but it's great networking, too, I think.
Absolutely, yeah.
Good. Anything else you wanted to add before we go, Joanne?
Oh, I just wanted to let everyone know as well that one of the songs from our CD called The Lonesome Rambler has been selected in the Mountain Stage New Song Contest as a Canadian finalist in the regional finals. And that's a pretty big deal. We have, there's only 10 acts that are selected per region, well, in our region, and that's for the whole of Canada. So we're pretty proud of that.
Oh, you must be. Congratulations. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. They're going to select one person or one group from that, those 10, and then they will go forward to the finals, which are in October in Charleston, West Virginia.
Wow.
Yeah,
quite
so
the honor.
We hopefully will make it there, but if not, it's still a huge honor to be selected, so we're pretty happy about it.
Oh, that's great. Glad that things are going really well for the band.
Okay. Yeah, it was a nice surprise to see that we were selected.
Excellent.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we wish you all the luck, and thanks again, Joanne Stacey from the Canadian country band Sister Girl.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
CJMQ 88.9 FM. Next up, Canadian country band Sister Girl, and the song is called Mercy Me.